Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting second. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting third. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting fourth. The DH, Rico Cardi. Batting fifth. The left fielder, George Hendrick. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting ninth. The catcher, Ray Fosse. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Bibby. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Denny Doyle. Batting second. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The DH, Jim Rice. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Steve Dillard. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Fergie Jenkins. And now, play ball. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a line drive into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kuiper moves to second. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi hits a pop-up towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle strikes out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn takes first base on ball four. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lynn moves to third. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it and throws to second for the out. Lynn scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rice. The throw from Fosse and he is safe. Rice steals second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rice scores. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cooper. The throw from Fosse and he is safe. Cooper steals second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Bell reaches second base with a double. Powell goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jenkins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bell moves to third. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper fields it and throws to home to get Bell. Fosse moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. Duffy hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Yastrzemski fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Yastrzemski. Fosse scores. Kuiper goes all the way around to score. Duffy moves to third. It's Indians, 3, Red Sox, 3. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a line drive towards short. Burleson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson takes first base on ball 4. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burleson moves to second. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0-for-1 in the game. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Burleson moves to third. Dillard moves to second. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burleson scores. Dillard scores. Lynn moves to second. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Don Hood now pitching. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lynn scores. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Yastrzemski moves to second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardi hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-1 in the game. Hendrick hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning. Evans reaches second base with a double. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Burleson hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Evans moves to third. One out. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Evans scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 7-3, Red Sox. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hood fires to first and has Dillard trapped. There's the throw to Kuiper, who tags Dillard for the out. Two outs. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0 for 2 in the game. Doyle hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fossey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bell strikes out. 1 out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 1 in the game. Spikes hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fossey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fossey moves to second. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Duffy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doyle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Fisk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Lynn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning. Lynn reaches second base with a double. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lynn moves to third. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it and throws to second for the out. Lynn scores. 2 outs. It's 8-3, Red Sox. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cooper hits a line drive into right field. Spikes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardi hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-2 in the game. Hendrick hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 8-4, Red Sox. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Evans hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fossey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dillard hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hendrick. Dillard reaches second base with a double. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Fossey. Dillard moves to third. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0-for-3 in the game. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-2 in the game. Spikes hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Fossey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Fossey reaches second base with a double. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kuiper hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dennis Eckersley now pitching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Fisk strikes out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Eckersley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Miller now playing center field. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Duffy hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Manning for the out. Two outs. Rico Carty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carty is 0-for-3 in the game. Carty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hendrick takes first base on ball 4. Carty moves to second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carty scores. Hendrick moves to third. It's 8-5, Red Sox. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Rice is called out on strikes. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cooper is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-3 in the game. Spikes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Fosse hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Fosse reaches second base with a double. Spikes moves to third. Bill Lee now pitching. Larval Blanks pinch hits for Dwayne Kuiper. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Spikes scores. Fosse scores. It's 8-7, Red Sox. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Fisk scoops up the ball and tags Manning for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Larval Blanks now playing second base. Dave LaRoche now pitching. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Burleson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Blanks reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Dillard hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Blanks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0-for-4 in the game. Doyle is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Murphy now pitching. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cardi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Lowenstein pinch runs for Rico Cardi. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bell strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 7. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.